Hi, I'm Oliver Berquez, co-founder of 4D Fit, and welcome to the Brain, Brawn, and Business Advice Cast series. They're a short, sharp podcast, no more than 15 minutes long, that will give you really practical advice around fitness, business, and mindset. Things you can implement into your life on a daily basis that will help you improve your health, fitness, business, and performance. Episode coming up now, and I hope you'll enjoy it. Hi everybody, just before I start the episode, just want to let you know what I'm going to do over the next few episodes with this with the podcast. Obviously the nation is coronavirus crazy at the moment with the epidemic, but I think now more than ever it's so important that we manage our physical and mental health. So over the next few episodes I'm going to provide some strategies and tips that you can implement that will really help. I'll also cover some tips and strategies that you can do if you're having to self-isolate at home as well. So I think it's so important to maintain your health to the best you can do now through your nutrition and movement and well-being. And whatever you are doing, then just, you know, reach out to loved ones, support those in need and who are vulnerable, and take care of yourself and each other. If you enjoy this episode or get value from it, then drop me a message, reach out. I'd love to hear from you. If there's anything you'd like me to cover, again, just drop me a message. And if I can help in any way, then I'm here to help in whatever capacity. So yeah, message me on any social platforms or email me oliver@4dfit.co.uk. Other than that, guys, hope you enjoy the episode. So, and stay safe, be kind, and be healthy. Hi everyone, Oliver Berquez here. Welcome to the Advicecast episode. And one strategy I think you can do to manage your mental and physical health during this challenging period is walking, getting outside and getting in the fresh air, getting your steps up. This will have huge benefits in a number of ways. And I think by getting outside as well, you're not going to be exposed to anyone else. You can get out into the open air, get some fresh air. And I think that's really, really important. So also what you can do just by walking, getting outside, it's movement, it's getting active, it's getting yourself going. And when you start to move and get active, that's when you can take action. Things you can do, you can put on a podcast, you can maybe call loved ones, you can check in with people. If you want to, you can just take in the surroundings. But getting out into the fresh air, get moving, will get you active, will get you, your mind focused, and it will have a really big effect, as I say, on your physical and your mental health. The other big thing as well around walking and getting your steps up is that it will increase your NEAT. Now, NEAT is non-exercise activity thermogenesis. And that, in simple terms, that is basically burning extra calories when through low impact activities. So actually by walking and moving, you're going to burn extra calories. And if it's a difficult period where you can't maybe train and exercise, then actually just walking and getting outside, getting active in that way will have a real big effect on your steps and your, just managing calories. So yeah, that's another really big benefit there. So that's my first tip. As I say, these I'm going to keep these episodes really short and sharp. So only a few minutes long, which allows you just to listen to it. If you're at home or you're going to work, you're on the way to work, I just think little strategies that you can implement that I know will have a big impact on you, and it will help you to manage yourself through this difficult period. And like I say, even if you have to self-isolate, maybe it's not something you can do, but maybe it's something you can recommend others to do that aren't having to self-isolate. So yeah, that's it. I'll quickly summarize. So walking, getting your steps up, getting out in the fresh air, hugely important. It will help you to clear your head. The action's really great in terms of it getting you more productive, getting you more energized, getting you more focused. You can use that time to listen to a podcast for learning and self-development. You might use it as a time to call friends and loved ones, check in with people. Or you're just going to take in the surroundings, you're going to get some fresh air. And after you've done that, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 minutes, whatever duration, you will then get back inside or doing whatever you're doing next, and you're going to feel so much better about yourself. Yep, so I hope that helps, guys. Hope you got value from that first one, and look out for the coming episodes around managing coping strategies with the coronavirus. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast today. If you know someone that would get value from it, then please share the podcast with them. And if you enjoyed the episode, then if you could leave us a 5-star review on the podcast platform you use, be hugely grateful. And we're really passionate about reaching and helping as many people as possible. I've also got 2 free support groups for anyone that's looking to get more help, more support, more knowledge just around fitness and business and mindset. One's on Facebook, one's on WhatsApp. The WhatsApp group is specifically if you run a business or in business or aspiring to start a business. They both run in the same way in terms of advice and support, podcast clips, interviews, lives, loads of different features we're going to cover. The only difference, the WhatsApp group, it will be more interactive with the instant messaging process. So there'll be other business owners just sharing, talking, advising and helping each other on that. If you just want to connect or reach out to me or discuss anything I've covered on this podcast or previous episodes, then you can connect with me on socials. Oliver Berquez, my main one is LinkedIn. I'd love to connect and have a conversation with you. If you want to email me, you can email me on oliver@4dfit.co.uk, and that's the number 4. Once again, thank you for listening, and I look forward to checking in with you at the next episode.